So it starts off, as we've seen, by saying, a certain man left his father and went away. Left his father and went away. So the story begins with separation. If you like, the story begins with alienation. It begins with a separation between a father and a son. And this is the incident, this is the event from which everything else in the story follows. This separation. We may say that this separation is, in a way, even the theme of the story. So what is meant by this separation? This separation of father and son? Who, we may ask, or what are the father and the son? Now, very briefly speaking, the father represents what we may call, provisionally, not taking the expression too literally, the higher self. And the son is the lower self. And the two are separated. The lower self is separated from the higher self. In other words, putting it into more contemporary language, the human condition is one of alienation. Man is alienated from his own higher self, from his own better nature, if you like. He's alienated from his own highest potentialities, alienated from truth, alienated from reality. This is what the separation, the son's going away from the father, means. And the son went to a distant country. He didn't go just a short distance away. He went far away. He went into an altogether different part of the world, into a different kingdom, a different country. In other words, the alienation between the father and the son, the higher self and the lower self, is very severe. We might even go so far as to say that the split, the schism between the two, is complete. There's now no contact between them of any kind. Also, having gone to the distant country, the son lived there many years. Even as much, according to the text, as 50 years. This means that the alienation is not a thing of yesterday or the day before. The alienation is of long standing. It's been going on for a long time. And this, of course, raises a very interesting point. It raises the whole question of time. We say that the human condition, if you like, the condition of the human race, is one of alienation. Alienation from truth, from reality. But we may ask, we may very pertinently inquire, when did this state, when did this condition begin? The parable, if we take it literally, suggests that it all happened in the past at a certain definite time. A certain point in time. And this is, of course, or was, of course, the view of Orthodox Christianity. Orthodox Christianity taught, and still perhaps officially teaches, they all happened a very long time ago, but at a certain point in time. If you like, at the beginning of time. It happened in the Garden of Eden. It happened when Adam and Eve ate the apple. In other words, it happened at the time of the fall of man. Before that, man was living in harmony with God, in obedience to the commands of God. But at that time, the time of the fall, man became disobedient. He disobeyed God. He fell. And he became alienated from God. So the human condition of alienation according to Orthodox Christianity, goes back to that point. Before that, man was not alienated. Now, traditional Buddhism holds a different view. According to the Buddha himself, you can go back and back and back in time. You can go back for millions of years, millions of ages, and millions of ages of years. But he says you will never come to an absolute first point. You will never come to an absolute first beginning of things. He says the beginning of things is incalculable, is imperceptible. However far back you go, you can still go further back. You never come to that first point, that absolute beginning. You'll never get back to a point before the point at which time begins. So the beginning of the story, the beginning of the parable, is not in time at all. It's, we may say, out of time. And therefore the return journey, which is the subject matter of the parable, is not a journey back into the past. It's not a journey back into the past, it's a journey out of time altogether. It transcends time altogether. And it's very important that we should understand this. Some people read books about Zen, or books purporting to be about Zen. And in them they come across all sorts of strange and wonderful and apparently meaningful expressions. All sorts of snappy little koans and mondos, which really appeal to lots and lots of people. And one of these very typical Zen sayings, which of course is absolutely true, or expressions, speaks of your original face before you were born. And the Zen masters apparently are rather fond of asking their disciples at a minute's notice to show them their original face before they were born. They say, come on, show it, I want to see it. Of course, usually the poor disciple fails miserably, as poor disciples usually do in these stories, stories having been written by the masters apparently. But the expression comes up again and again. So the disciple is often advised to get back to his original face before he was born. So the disciple sits there thinking, right, yesterday, day before, week before, month ago, year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 34 years ago, I was born. And before that, if I can get back to the point before that, then I'll encounter my original face. But this is all wrong. It's all wrong because it's all been understood literally. The disciple is thinking that he's got to get back into the past, to go back to the time before he was born, to his original face as it was before he was born, as if to say, well, here's the original face so many years ago, and then after that you're born and you don't see your original face anymore. So before a certain point in time there's the original face, and after that, well, there's no original face apparently, not for the time being anyway. But this is a complete misunderstanding, though the expression seems to mean that. If we go trying to track down the original face in the past, if we take this expression original, or the word before, literally, then we're not really practicing Zen. Oh no. We're just regressing in the psychological, even in the psychoanalytical sense. We're just going back into the past, and the past is no nearer to enlightenment than the present or the future, because time has got nothing to do with enlightenment. And one can even say that one is born, in the Zen sense, out of time, and one's original face exists out of time too. So the Zen expression, seeing your original face, seeing the original face which you had before you were born, going back to that, back in single inverted commas, has got nothing to do with going back in time. It's got nothing to do even with going forward in time. it's got nothing to do with standing still at the present moment of time. When Zen speaks of seeing your original face before you were born, it means going outside time altogether, just rocketing through time and coming up on the other side in a dimension where there's no time at all. No past, no present, no future. And that's where the original face is to be seen, and nowhere else. That's where it is, again, single inverted commas, all at the time. So there's no question of going back and inquiring into the beginnings within time of one's state of alienation. You're alienated here and now. You're alienated from reality here and now. And all you have to do is, here and now, transcend, overcome the alienation from reality. And you won't do that by just going back and back into the past, because you're still running on the rails of the alienation itself. You have to make a sort of leap, a crosswise leap, just a jump from the top of the pole and land, if you're lucky, in the absolute. No going back into the past.